coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, we're hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, Sound Code and the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Now that is very serious. And what does the Bible say? As a man thinketh, so is he. Your thoughts reflect your character, and your thoughts affect your character. And so they affect the things that happen to you. They affect the things that happen, that come to you. You can attract, your thoughts attract what they are like. If you're frustrated, you attract frustrated people into your world. If you're angry, you attract, you know, such kind of people into your world as well. You know? But you want happiness in your life, then disallow the negative thoughts. Disallow them. You've got to consciously disallow. Consciously program your mind. Consciously. It's something you choose to do. You may not like it. You know, there are people who like to hold those they call their enemies in their mind. Say, I'll never forgive him. I tell you about one man who was dying. He was dying. He was in the hospital. And he said, give so-and-so this one. And give the other one the other thing. And so on. Then he said, he mentioned a particular fellow. He says, even if I meet him in hell, I will rescue him in hell. He was still angry. He was dying. He's given his last words on his deathbed. And remembers this enemy of his, and he says he will wrestle him in hell. And then there's the fellow who was so angry about his son. He said, don't give that one anything. Give this one and give this one, but that one, don't give him anything. He was still angry, dying. See, there are people who hold something in them. They hold anger in them. It burns in them, and they're happy to protect it. They protect their anger. So even if you're counseling with them and saying, you have to forgive you. Do you know what he did? Do you know what he did? You see, it's not about them. When you forgive others, it's about your life. Forgiveness is about your own life. It's for you. When you free others, you become free. As long as you hold against them what they did against you, you are not free. No, you're not free. You're not free. You're in trouble. You're in more trouble than they are. It brings you unhappiness. Disorientation. Have you ever seen people who are going like this? They're going to the office. They're not sure whether they forgot something. And they're confused everywhere they are. Disorientation. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Three things to take care of.
Now, if you want to make circumstances and events shift in your favor, number one, your heart must line up with the word. Your heart must line up with the word. Remember, with the heart, man believes. With the heart, man believes. And with the mouth, confession is made. You see, and remember what confession is, homologia. It means speaking the same thing in consent. I told you. See, so you got to get the code from the Lord. It's not just speaking something. It's speaking the same thing in consent. With the mouth, confession is made. He didn't say with the mouth, declaration is made. Even though it's a declaration, but it is a declaration of the same thing. See, speaking the same thing in consent. In consent meaning you agree with him in what he said. So what you say is consistent with what he said. Hallelujah. Number two, your mind must line up with your heart on the word. Your mind must line up with your heart on the word. See, because it's got to have meaning. When you use language, it's got to have meaning with your heart. So your mind must line up with your heart on the word. And thirdly, your speech must utter the sound code. Your speech must utter the sound code. Now, you see, we're teaching the same things in different words and terms. That sound code is what we call Rhema. Can you see it? That's the Rhema word. That's the active word. That's the word that the Spirit of God gives you for that moment, for that situation. And that's what Ezekiel was saying, I prophesied as I was commanded. That's that word of faith, see, that's birthed in your spirit by the Holy Ghost. And when you say it, it'll come to pass. Hallelujah. It'll come to pass. Now, understand this. Your body and your mind don't recognize time. Your body does not know that he's in today. Your emotions don't know. Your body doesn't know. Your body doesn't recognize time. It doesn't respond to time. Your emotions don't respond to time. They respond to your mind. Whatever your mind tells them. Can you see that? You know what I'm getting at? I'll tell you in a second. Because this is so, so, so important. But you see, our bodies are made subject to our thoughts from our minds. Now look at this. Imagine that I said to you, someone just built a house and gave you the keys. You haven't seen the keys yet. You say, really? Now your mind starts, you know. And tomorrow by 8 a.m., you're supposed to present yourself at such and such an office and get the keys to the house. And I show you the pictures of the house. Oh my goodness, already you're dancing. Your body is not waiting for tomorrow. He doesn't know it's tomorrow. He's already rejoicing like he already got the house. Right? And your emotions, you're expressing joy, you're expressing, you know, happiness. Like you already got the house. Why are they responding? Because your mind said, he's seen the picture. There's a house. I got a house. So he's already dancing, happy.
And if you were feeling sick, the headache is already gone. The fever is gone. You know, some people, when they don't have money, they feel terrible. You know, their head is down. How are you? Oh, man, it's bad. You say, I'm in bad shape. Why are you in bad shape? Because there's no money. And he thinks because he doesn't have money, he doesn't have friends. He said, no money, no friend, you know? So he's down and out. But let him just get some money. And woo! He's dressed and ready to go. He's set. Can you see that? All right. What is his body responding to? What are his emotions responding to? The thoughts of his mind. So when we hear something that's not good, doesn't make us happy, our shoulders drop. Even if you were dancing before the news came, once it's bad news, suddenly it's Now you're thinking how you're going to pray, how you know, what you're going to do. And if there's music on, turn that thing down. You don't want to hear no music, you know, nothing, just nothing. And even if a child is dancing around you, it's like, take this child out of here. You know, you just, what's the matter? You just want to be alone now. Why? Because there's something serious now.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love World Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love World Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This is the continuation of the message, Sound Code and the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Then imagine why you're doing this and thinking, oh God, oh God. Then there's a telephone call and you don't even want to pick it. Then for some reason, you decided to pick it. And the fellow on the other side said, you know what we were told about us? I told you that. I just found out it's not you. It's not you? You see? Hey, glory to God! What changed? Information. That's all. It just changed your thoughts. And once your thoughts changed, your whole body was full of light. Woo, glory. Now you're ready to dance. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now here's what you've got to learn. Live beyond your circumstances. Live in the future of your dream. Celebrate your victories. Don't wait for them to happen first.
Live in them. And you will find that you're shifting things in your favor. Live in them. And you discover the best ideas are coming to you with the power to produce them, to make them happen. You know, a lot of people have good ideas, but it's like they've come to birth, but there's no strength to give birth. You see, and that's terrible. But if you would alert, let the Spirit of God minister to you like that, and you stay in the atmosphere of joy and worship, you can understand why worship is so important. The code. You see, when we worship God and praise Him, our spirit is attuned to His station. And at that moment, we can receive rhema. We can receive and visions. Visions. The power of visions. How can I see visions? Can I see visions? Well, He said, in the last days, said God, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. He says, the young man shall see what? Visions. The old man shall dream what? Dreams. So whichever way, you got to see something. Hallelujah. I believe in visions. I believe in visions. I believe in visions. We ought to see visions. Every child of God needs to know that the Holy Ghost has been poured out, and that has made it possible for you to see visions. You want to see visions? Some of you have been seeing visions already. You can see visions. You can see more. See vision. Glory to God. Remember, why we've got to share these things is that we make them available and also impart them through the message. When we preach and teach the word, faith comes. Otherwise, you may never receive them. See, the gifts of the Spirit, places where nobody talks about the gifts of the Spirit, nobody manifests the gifts of the Spirit. They don't talk about it, so they don't have it. And they don't talk about divine healing, so they don't see the miracles. See, start arranging circumstances in your favor. Start declaring what it is you want and how you want it to be. Listen, do you realize that the moment you start speaking, things start getting created for you? Let me show you something in the Bible. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 7. Read. They are created now and not from the beginning. That means not of old. Even before the day when thou heardest them not, lest thou shouldest say, behold, I knew them. All right? It says, they are created now. What is God saying? He's saying, I'm making a new thing. It's not what was there before. He says, so you're not going to say, I knew about it before. He says, I'm doing a new one now. You see, so God makes new things now, and He creates them as we speak. They are created now. Why? Because you are born in God's class. You're made in God's class. You are a creator. That's what He made you to be. Remember, He said, we read it yesterday, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. Let him look like us. Let him function like us. So you can create those circumstances. They are created now, not later, not tomorrow. As you speak, it is being made for you. So don't frustrate the grace of God. That grace is for your benefit. Use it for your good. Don't frustrate it. Let it work. Let it work. And once you say it, hold on to it. Don't say, you know, I said it, and then later I saw. You saw what? The things began to change. Mm-mm. Don't forget, there are other forces. There are other forces that may try to bend things their way. Especially, imagine we're dealing with the same thing. I'm dealing with this stuff, and you're dealing with the same stuff, and we're all on the same stuff. Where do you think it's going to bend to? It's going to bend to the one whose authority is stronger. If I refuse to give up, it makes no difference to me what the other fellow is thinking. I'm going to have it my way. I'm going to have it my way. Yes. Then you say, well, the other guy is saying the same thing. Leave it for God then. See what I mean? So don't tell me he said, she said. No. What's important to me? The word of God is personal. I'm going to have it my way. I said it's going to work out this way, and that's the way it's going to be, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we read the other day, he said, we trusted in God who raises the dead. In God who raises the dead. You say, come what may, it's going to be my way. So no matter what has happened, it will turn out for my good. It's coming back in my favor. That's the way God wants us to think. Not, you know, being a CC, you give up, no matter, you know, something just happened. Oh, they said. Are you going to live your life with they said? Who said? Then you say, in the name of Jesus, I say. You know, there are some people you don't have to reply. When they talk like that, you just listen, listen, listen. When they finish, you go. Don't say to them yes or no. Say nothing. You just listen, listen, listen. When they finish, thank you. Then go into your room, shut your door. You speak in tongues until the rhema comes. And when it comes, you prophesy. Then you will talk to the rock, you will talk to the wind, you will talk to the water, talk to everything, and it will turn out for your good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day, through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Ondo, 267 at Dim Legun Road, opposite Ndubuisi Hospital Junction, Ondo. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:15 a.m. Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-970-0920 or 0806-002-2965 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.